USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden at the White House in his first primetime address to the nation on the one-year anniversary of the worldwide pandemic.
But this is one of the most complex operations we've ever undertaken as a nation in a long time. That's why I'm using every power I have as President of the United States to put us on a war footing to get the job done. Sounds like hyperbole, but I mean it, a war footing. And thank God we're making some real progress now. In my first full day in office, I outlined for you a comprehensive strategy to beat this pandemic. We've spent every day since attempting to carry it out.
He also said on May 30th, the White House expects to have enough coronavirus vaccine to inoculate every adult American. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Shekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
A judge has granted a prosecutor's request to add a third-degree murder count against former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, who was charged in George Floyd's death. Minneapolis criminal defense attorney Mike Brandt.
The third-degree murder charge gives him that middle ground between the second degree and the manslaughter.
So far, six jurors have been seated. Also, in the January 6th insurrection investigation, there was a court hearing for two alleged members of the Oath Keepers extremist militia that were charged in the Capitol attack. A federal prosecutor says they plan to charge several more people that have ties to that group. The House has passed a pair of measures aimed at tightening background checks for the sale and transfer of firearms. Lawmakers voted to approve the Bipartisan Background Checks Act, which would require background checks on all commercial gun sales, while also voting to pass a measure aimed at extending the review period required to purchase a firearm. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Today is not only the anniversary of the pandemic, it's also the 10-year anniversary of the Fukushima nuclear disaster in Japan. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Lance Pry.
A moment of silence, prayers, and anti-nuclear protests. Japan mourned 20,000 victims of the massive 9.0 earthquake and tsunami that struck Japan 10 years ago, destroying towns and triggering nuclear meltdowns in Fukushima. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau. I'm Lance Pry.
Despite the CDC and the president's warning, one governor is still lifting restrictions on COVID-19. With more, here's USA's Tim Berg.
Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt says he's lifting all COVID-19 restrictions in the state.
There will be no statewide restrictions on events or Oklahomans. I'm also removing the requirements to wear a mask in state buildings.
The Republican governor making the announcement on Thursday, saying though people are encouraged to wear a mask depending on their circumstances. He also reminds everyone,
COVID is still here, still in Oklahoma, it's still in the United States, and we still need to do our part. You can still, and you're even encouraged to wear a mask depending on your circumstances.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
You can listen to the news anytime by logging on to our website at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.